Hello and happy Monday. This is Up to Date from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto. Glad to be back this week to get you up to date with all the local and regional news you should know. Today, we're learning that humans caused wildfires in a Franklin County state forest. And we'll learn how Telespon Senior Services keeps older adults connected. It's Monday, May 12th. Let's get you up to date. First, let's talk about primaries, because the primary election is next week here in Pennsylvania. Judges, mayors, school directors, and judges of elections, among others, are all up for vote this year. As Jordan Wilkie reports for WVIA, many local elections, especially those in strongly partisan counties, are actually decided in May's primaries.
While both the primary and general election are important for picking local candidates, some races will be effectively decided this month. Secretary of State Al Schmidt says voter turnout is often low in local elections, even though these races have more immediate consequences for voters.
You're making decisions on who is going to represent you at your local level, who will have probably a bigger impact on your life than some of the bigger offices that draw more attention.
Voter registration closed on Tuesday, but those already registered can still request mail-in ballots until the 13th. Almost 780,000 already have.
Thanks to Jordan Wilkie for that rundown. Now, in our local primaries, Scranton Mayor Paige Cognetti is seeking a new term this year, but she does have challengers in the Democratic primary. WVIA's Boris Krajniuk has more on that at WVIA.org. Now let's go to Franklin County, where the wildfires that recently consumed the Michaux State Forest were, quote, definitely human-caused, according to a State Forest fire official. Karen Hendricks reports for WVIA.
The two wildfires burned for 2 weeks in Cumberland County's Michaux State Forest, growing to cover more than 2,700 acres. They were declared 100% contained and extinguished earlier this week. Mike Kern, the state's Forest Fire Protection Chief within the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources Bureau of Forestry, says the investigation into the cause will likely take months, but there's one key piece of evidence they already know.
I can say both fires were human caused. We didn't find any evidence of lightning or any other, you know, remote natural causes that could have started the fires.
Kern adds this was the largest fire within the Michaux in 60 years, and he's grateful to the volunteer fire departments that helped State Forest firefighters.
From what we could tell at the peak, there were 175 individual firefighters.
There have been about 1,000 wildfires reported across the state so far in 2025.
That was Karen Hendricks reporting. And speaking of wildfires, smoke from those Canadian wildfires in 2023 probably helped Philly get a failing grade for air quality. Sophia Schmidt has more for WVIA on the annual air pollution report.
The American Lung Association's annual State of the Air report gave Philly straight Fs for its number of days each year with unhealthy levels of two common pollutants, particulate matter and ground-level ozone. Both come from vehicles and industrial facilities, and both exacerbate asthma and other lung conditions. Particulate matter can even trigger heart attacks. The report uses data from 2021 through 2023, when smoke from Canadian wildfires caused Philly's air quality to spike into hazardous conditions. Dr. Hari Shankar at Penn Presbyterian remembers patients with lung conditions ending up in the emergency room in the summer of 2023.
It was almost as though they inhaled a lung full of smoke, which is exactly what happened.
Philly also got a failing grade for ground-level ozone in last year's report as well. This year's F for particulate pollution is down from a C last year.
That was Sophia Schmidt with that story. More up to date after this break.
The work we do is only possible thanks to your support. I'm Lydia McFarlane, healthcare reporter for WVIA News. We're proud to bring you the best news and information out there. Go to WVIA.org/news to see for yourself.
Welcome back. Every week on Community Connections, WVIA's Lisa Mazzarella spends time with the people behind our region's nonprofit organizations. Let's see where she is this week.
Our community connection takes us to Telus Pond Senior Services in Scranton, where Cliff Miller, Older Adult Advocacy Center Director, says new help and hope for area seniors is here.
It absolutely had to be one of the best kept secrets. This is actually our 50th year we'll be celebrating, and I had no idea that jewel was sitting there just at the end of Saginaw.
People now are living into their 90s, and they're vital and they're vibrant because of the programs they can experience at Telus Pond.
Absolutely. It's also that caregiver that needs that little bit of respite. So it's a fantastic place for somebody's loved one to go and commune with people of their own age. And then we have all different activities in the day center. We have people who will come in and play guitar. People will come in and do chair yoga. They have their own garden club, their own baking club. I will go out into the day center and just watch our guests and the smiles on their faces and their interaction and their laughing, and it changes my perspective on the day.
Has a good portion of your career been devoted to dealing with older adults?
My background has primarily been working with at-risk youth. I did that for almost 20 years. Then I worked with IDD clients in group homes, making sure that they had independence. So going to Telus Pond was my first time working with older adults. And I never realized the amount of history and wisdom and knowledge and what a resource they were that was really being untapped. At Telus Pond, we're always looking for ways to better serve our older population, which is why, thanks with the vision of Secretary of Aging Kovulich, we've now gone into our Older Advocacy Center, which I was blessed to be the director of and help with its design. We'll be opening by June. We have our ribbon cutting coming up May 16th, so that we have a safe place where an older adult can come, whether they're exploited, abused, suffering from neglect, even self-neglect. And it's a place for them kind of to reset, why we wrap them with services. If they need legal services, mental health services, medical services, veteran services, and the community partners that have joined forces with us, it's amazing. It's a 4-room, 5-bed unit that an older adult who has an active case with protective services in Lackawanna County can come, be safe, have meals provided for them in their own private setting. And we're going to have this as a resource for the region. I've also had the privilege of going out and working with the Lackawanna County Area on Aging, specifically their Adult Protective Services Unit. I never knew the need was so bad before we had the Older Adult Advocacy Center. So having this facility, even just the way that we have framed the whole program, that I can't wait till we start serving those people that need us.
You're empowering them.
Absolutely. We've tried to think about every situation that might occur that would be a barrier to a successful transition back into their own independent home.
Is there a specific length of stay?
We are taking an extremely individualized approach. Depending on the actual person, we're not going to transition somebody home just so they can turn around and have to go back into some sort of care 3 or 4 months later. It's that kind of interaction between Telus Pond and its community partners that have really brought this thing to life.
Special thanks to Cliff Miller, Older Adult Advocacy Center Director at Telus Pond Senior Services in Scranton, and to the many nonprofit services lending their support to the success of this project. There is definitely more to this story on our podcast, WVIA.org/community. For WVIA's Community Connection, I'm Lisa Mazzarella.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date and ready to take on the week. Look for more stories from the WVIA news team at WVIA.org or on the WVIA mobile app. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. If you want to stay in the know, make sure you subscribe and listen every weekday wherever you find your favorite podcasts, or of course at WVIA.org. Then you might as well sign up for the WVIA News Notes newsletter, too. You'll get all the local stories you want every Tuesday and Friday morning. Enjoy your Monday. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.